And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
February has long been recognized as Black History Month, a time to look back on the lives of African Americans who have made a significant and profound impact on our society. In concert with Black History Month, we're taking some time during this month to look at the lives of African American pioneers of the Right to Life movement. Over the past 2 weeks, we've discussed the late Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson and Kay Coles James. Today, we turn our attention to the late Irma Clardy Craven. A vocal human rights activist, Irma Clardy Craven served in many capacities in the pro-life movement, including on the boards of Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, Human Life Alliance, and the National Right to Life Committee. At the age of 76, Irma Clardy Craven succumbed to cancer in 1994, but her legacy continues to live on today in the words she wrote. In 1972, a year before Roe v. Wade was handed down, Irma wrote an eloquent argument against abortion in the Black community. The article, entitled "Abortion, Poverty, and Black Genocide, Gifts to the Poor," contains arguments that are as relevant today as they were in 1972. Ms. Craven wrote, "Throughout the course of American history, the quality of human life has always been improved at the expense of the weak and oppressed. The tragic awareness of this reality leads one to the inexorable conclusion that the quality of life has never been a universally applied concept. This has never been so true as it is today in the move toward human abortion. It takes little imagination to see that the unborn Black baby is the real object of many abortionists. The move toward the free application of a non-right abortion for those whose real need is equal human rights and opportunities is benumbing the social conscience of America into unquestionably accepting the smokescreen of abortion. The quality of life for the poor, the Black, and the oppressed will not be served by destroying their children. Genocide has come to mean acts committed with the intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethical, racial, or religious group as such. By killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group." Ms. Craven continues on to cite contemporary political examples showing a push for abortion on demand, particularly in African American communities. "It is because of individuals like Ms. Craven who stood up and said that abortion is wrong that we are seeing a growing respect for human life in all cultures. Today, African American women of childbearing age make up a little over 13% of the population, yet they account for approximately one-third of all abortions that are performed in the United States. In the history of America, immigrants, minorities, and the poor have often been treated as social pariah and blamed for many social problems. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, argued that all of our problems are the result of overbreeding among the working class. Today's Planned Parenthood is the leading provider of abortions in the United States. The modern Planned Parenthood has identified its core clients as young women, low-income women, and women of color. Despite these numbers, we are seeing individuals follow in the footsteps of individuals like Irma Craven, and they are working hard to see that African Americans recognize the threat of abortion to the African American community. As always, for more information on today's show or to listen to past episodes, you can log on to prolifeperspective.com. Next week, we'll conclude our Black History Month series looking at the life of former Congressman J.C. Watts.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.